On a Monday, we're in conversation with the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Don Millis is on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Millis was picked as chair just days after being appointed to the commission by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to fill a Republican vacancy and joins the five other commissioners on this body that administers and enforces our state's election laws. Join in on election administration, voter registration, election integrity, ballots heading into the August primary and midterms. 800-642-1234. Don Millis is a tax attorney, commission chair. Don Millis, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Let's start with the why. Why did you accept an appointment to the election commission, from Speaker Robin Voss?
Well, it wasn't something I was looking forward to, that's for sure. The Elections Commission has become the center of a lot of controversy of late. And, I served on the State Elections Board, which is the way the agency was cast back in the before the 2000s, back in 1990. And I think at the time, election administration was thought of as a referee. The idea is not to be seen or heard, just to make the calls. And I think it was that way. The frustrating part is that today we have more safeguards in place to guarantee valid election results. We have a statewide voter registration list. We have voter ID. And yet in Wisconsin, the 2016 presidential result was challenged, and then 2020. Election results have been challenged, and there's less faith in the confidence that election results reflect the true vote than at any time in our history. And there's probably a lot of reasons for that. And one of the things that I would like to do is to return to a time in which people could rely on or have faith in the election process.
That is a tall order. Bearing all of that in mind, what are your top priorities for improving the administration of elections in Wisconsin?
Well, I think part of it is to improve the confidence in this. I mean, one of the things that came out, or one of the allegations that came out in the 2016 election, the Jill Stein lawsuit, I was a defendant in that lawsuit, was the concern that election tabulating machines were having a high error rate, or that they were being manipulated. You also heard in the 2020 election results, there was concerns about Dominion software and different companies like that. And so one of the things that we've talked to staff already about is increasing the number of machines that have audits. After every partisan general election, there is an audit of a certain number of machines. I think in 2018, I think the audit was about 5% of the machines. Mm-hmm. I think that went down in 2020. And so we have federal funding available. And so one of the things that I want to raise to the commissioners is to use the HAVA fund, that's the Help America Vote Act funding, to increase the number of machines that are audited. This is a random process. The idea is to audit every type of machine, at least one machine in every county. I'd like to increase that somewhat. We have between, I don't know the exact number, between 3,000 and 4,000 tabulating machines in Wisconsin. I think a goal would be to audit 10% of those. And that is that's a process in which you rerun the ballots and then you hand count the ballots to see what the error rate. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is to make sure that the machines are running properly. The other is educational, because despite the best efforts of our clerks, people will not make marks the way they should be. And this is just a simple logistical issue. And so we want to make sure that when we find ballots that are not counted because someone has used a different color pen, or they've used a pen in the margin or something like that, that we can educate people and say, look, this is what happens. And that's not an indication that the machines aren't functioning, but it's more a voter education tool. So the audits have a couple different purposes.
And speaking of hand-counted paper ballots, there was this resolution at the Republican State Convention last month requiring all Wisconsin elections to be conducted by hand-counted paper ballots. Would you support that move?
Well, you know, I saw that, and I haven't actually had a chance to talk to staff about that. Mm-hmm. I do know that the one of the issues with that is that it's going to be very expensive because we rely on not necessarily employees, but we pay poll workers for their time to do that. The other logistical issue, and I'm not saying can't be overcome, is the time it takes to do that, especially with a primary election, because we've had to move our primary election earlier. It used to be in September. Now it's in August, but it's still pretty late for a primary election. And to do a hand count of all those will take some time. To tell you the truth, I saw that was when that resolution passed, being on the Elections Commission was the farthest thing from my mind. It hadn't occurred to me that I would be doing this. So until you mentioned it, I hadn't actually thought of that. So that's probably something that we could certainly talk to staff about, but that's an issue of state law. That's mm-hmm. really largely beyond my pay grade. That's going to be something for the legislature and the governor to decide.
Don Millis with us, new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You can join in with your questions about election administration here in our state, 800-642-1234. Let's take a call now. Andrew joining us from Waukesha. Andrew, hi. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to make a few comments. First of all, to hear Don say that something is above his pay grade in regards to elections means he should not be the chairman. Bob Spindell should be the chairman. The fact that Robin Voss picked him is because Robin Voss doesn't want to see real reform in the elections in our state. What happened in the nursing homes was election fraud to the fullest extent. I can't even tell you how sick I was to watch the videos of Eric Cardell interviewing those nursing home residents who had problems with dementia, couldn't even remember who was running, what day it was. Why didn't the Wisconsin Election Commission interview the administrators and the rec department heads who actually collected the votes in those nursing homes to figure out what exactly was going on? But they didn't do that because they facilitate election fraud. They need to be dissolved, and Megan Wolf needs to be fired.
Andrew, thank you. Don, go ahead.
Sure. You know, since I've come on the Elections Commission, I've suddenly become the defendant in 8 different lawsuits, and I've had a number of questions posed to me about the 2020 election and what went right and what went wrong, and my feeling is that everything that has gone on in 2020 that was or there's thoughts that it was not correct should be investigated. I know that in the 2022 election, there's an effort by, certainly I know Republicans because I'm a Republican and I'm aware of what's going on. There's a concerted effort to increase training for poll workers and the like so that we can have greater confidence in the result. I have not had a chance to talk to Bob. Bob Spindell about some of these things. I'm certainly interested in pursuing anything, any complaint where there's an allegation of fraud or a violation of the law. That's what we're here for. I'm not, in terms of above my pay grade, I don't make the law. I can recommend changes. I can talk to legislators. But again, I'm not looking to run for the legislature to decide what the election law should be. We can certainly give our input on it, though.
Another thing, though, to address here, Don, is this Republicans calling for dissolving the agency, putting the legislature in charge of election administration. How should your commission be structured, or should it exist at all?
Well, I think that's going to be something that's going to be resolved by the legislature. I haven't given a tremendous amount of thought as to whether or not the Elections Commission should be replaced or if it should be replaced, how it should be replaced. I can tell you this. I've had experience with the old Wisconsin Elections Board. I had experience with the Government Accountability Board, and this is my second go around on the Elections Commission. I do think that there are some things that we've learned over the years, for example, with the Government Accountability Board. I thought that that was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake to have to put folks who are ostensibly nonpartisan in charge of that, because that led to a myriad of problems. The other issue with the Government Accountability Board was that it operated in secret. I used to represent politicians and lobbyists and contributors in front of the Government Accountability Board. We were able to resolve all sorts of complaints favorably for my clients, and the public never knew about that. And that was, I think that was good for my clients, it was good for my practice, but it was not good for the public. And so I think the Elections Commission is a better model than the others. If the legislature wants to improve on that, I'm happy to talk to them about it, but it's not something that I'm prepared to opine on.
Wisconsin Elections Commission newly appointed commissioner for a Republican seat, newly elected chair Don Millis with us on the work of administering our state's election laws. In light of heightened scrutiny from the GOP following the 2020 election, join in with your questions about how elections are carried out in our state, what election integrity means for the midterms. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report as we talk with the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Don Millis fills the spot left vacant by former Commissioner Dean Knutson, who abruptly resigned in May. Knutson said at his final commission meeting he could no longer represent Republicans who had labeled him a Republican in name only because of his willingness to speak the truth.
In this case, the painful truth is that President Trump lost the election in 2020, lost the election in Wisconsin in 2020. And the loss was not due to election fraud.
Join in on the role of the commission carrying out election law. 800-642-1234. Commission Chair Don Millis with us for about 9 more minutes. Don, you hear Dean Knutson there, you filling the vacant seat. Do you agree with his view that President Trump lost the 2020 election?
I'm not going to comment on the 2020 election for a couple of reasons. One is, I think I mentioned before the break, that as soon as I became a member of the commission, I became the defendant in 8 different lawsuits, some of which are relating to the 2020 election. Second, Justice Gableman, who is still, as I understand it, investigating the 2020 result, only submitted an interim report to the commission, which the commission responded to a few months ago. There is certainly the possibility that he's going to submit a final report, and I'd rather wait to see what he provides before we make any comment. The 2020 election involves all sorts of things. There are issues of drop boxes and the like. Drop boxes is another subject of a lawsuit that the state Supreme Court will hopefully resolve here in the next few weeks. We're expecting a decision. And so I just decided that I'm not going to comment on the 2020 election. Again, I was blissfully off the commission since early 2017, engaging in my practice and working on with some nonprofits. All I know about the 2020 election really is what I've read in the news, newspapers and online. And so I think I'm going to hold off until these lawsuits are resolved and we see Justice Gableman's final report.
Let's take another call now. Tom joining us from Madison. Tom, hi.
Good morning. I hope you reconsider your leadership role and your priorities. Your first and only function should be to remove Bob Spindell, a person who, having served as a false elector, purportedly representing this state, is manifestly completely unqualified and unsuitable to have any role whatsoever with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And, you know, the fact that he was not disciplined by this commission should be a criminal complaint should be filed on this. That guy needs to go. And you probably need to go as
Tom, I'm going to stop you there. Don Millis, I know you don't want to comment on the 2020 election, but, you know, you are now joining this Republican colleague, Bob Spindell. Can you share with why Spindell was not, was not at all reprimanded by the commissioners and the commission itself for posing as a false elector?
Well, first of all, the commission is not like the state assembly or the state senate, which has the power to sanction its members. We're an administrative body. Members are selected in accordance with the law. A member can be removed if they're not qualified, but that's not the commission's role. And I've been a member of a couple different commissions, the Tax Appeals Commission and various things like that. That's not the role of an administrative agency. I think in my experience, I've served in the past and currently with the two Democratic appointees, Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson. In my experience, since I've been back on the board, both Ann and Mark have treated Bob with respect that's due to a fellow commissioner. And again, I hate to repeat this, but that, again, his appointment, his membership on the commission is, again, beyond my pay grade. It's not something that I have any power over, and it's not appropriate for me to deal with it. If any member of the commission violates the law or does something improper, there are channels in which they can be disciplined. If I do something incorrect in my private life, I can be prosecuted under the criminal law, the civil law, but that's not the role of the commission.
Talking with Don Millis, a tax attorney, new member and chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, let's look more at election administration here and absentee ballots. Regarding absentee ballots, how do you feel about the measure prohibiting anyone other than the voter, an immediate family member or a legal guardian from returning an absentee ballot?
Yeah, I recall this discussion back in 2016. I guess I've seen a little bit about that. I don't have a problem with trying to tighten up the requirements for returning absentee ballots. I haven't spent much time, and again, I'll tell you, the vast majority of the time I've had multiple hour meetings with staff since I've been appointed. This is like my eighth day or ninth day on the commission. It's not been that long when you think about it. And so we haven't really talked about that. That's a legislative initiative. Most of our dealings has been with just the administration and training of clerks, which is what that's what we can deal with the most. We can make recommendations for the changes in the law. My feeling is that we want to create uniformity throughout the state so that everyone has the same access to early voting and to absentee voting. And we want to do it in a way which is fair. We don't want to unreasonably curtail people's access to the polls, because that to me, that's not a partisan issue, but we do want to maintain election integrity. And so I'd want to know a little bit more about those proposals and what the effect would be in terms of the number of people who might not have family members who could attest to that. So again, that's something that I haven't spent a lot of time with.
Yeah, last item here, less than a minute. The commission voted 4-2 in March to start the process for creating a rule that allows clerks to add address information without contacting the voter. Is it okay for municipal clerks to fill in missing information on the back of absentee ballot envelopes?
We've had that discussion again back in 2017, and I'm a little skeptical of that. I want to have a little bit more information about that. I apologize. Again, brand new to the commission. It's been about 5 years since I've been on that. And I'm a little concerned about that. And again, I'm not suggesting that clerks are going to do anything incorrect. What I'm concerned about is the public's perception of the fairness of elections. And when we have situations like that, where we allow people to fill in addresses, it gives the perception that there's a problem. And so, I have not even talked to the fellow commissioners about that proposal. So, in fact, I'm scheduled to meet this week with the attorneys for the commission to go through a number of these matters. Again, I need to be convinced that that's a good idea. I think the better thing to do is to have better education so that people who are voting absentee can complete the envelope properly in the first place.
Don, thank you for joining us.
Well, you're welcome.
Don Millis, chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.